Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Rippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the tour, standing ball, check color 9 out, 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And before we get to the actual shot, quick shout out to Captain Brett Crozier. We got you, man. And also, it's a little odd because on this particular shot of the day, with all the social distancing, that's what it takes for some of our coworkers to bother to join us for a drink. Right? You can invite them out. They're like, yeah, I'm washing my hair. I'm like, but you're bald. They're like, right, I'm washing my hair. But this time, we're being communicated with. We got, Migs from the morning show here, BJ Migs.
We got Taryn Daly
out there, who was racially insensitive earlier, but I'll let it go.
Ryan Castle.
They're in need of a drink and decided.
They're not in need of a drink. They've been drinking for the last 3 hours.
No, Castle, I'm going to say, has been drinking the most. And I always say that because I know you. I'll guess.
I think it's big. The Migs is actually going to have a drink.
He needs one.
He has an infant at home, and he can't really leave.
He gets up at 4 o'clock in the
right.
morning.
And he's got a small dog.
Yeah.
And the small dog. Earlier. Jeez, man.
You got Mike over here?
Yeah, they're the Mike Hawk, right? So where the hell is this at? Was it Facebook or something?
Zoom? I believe we're Zooming. We'll probably send this out. We're recording it.
Oh, we're nice. Recording a Zoom, so someone's going to hack this, and as we're doing this, a penis is going to show up in the corner. The reason I say this right now, I'd love to be able to sneak it. They can't prove it's me, except I'm the only black guy here.
Well, I think Mike has one now, too.
Oh, yes, according
to you.
Yes.
Get out of here.
But look, today today we toast Mr. Oh, crap, what the hell is his name? His name is Rob Meadows. Just the name Meadows makes
Rob
me
Meadows. Out.
Rob Meadows, he's from northern New Zealand. Now look, back in February, before all this stuff started going down, he decided that he wanted to do a 23-day bike ride. Yes, a 23-day bike ride. But like most well-intentioned, long-scoping plans, disaster struck on day 7, a full 16 days before his scheduled last day. He hit a pothole, flies over the handlebars, so of course he breaks his collarbone, breaks a couple of ribs. And his injuries are actually pretty bad, so he's there with other bike riders. They can't help him. Where they were on the trail, normal paramedics couldn't reach them. So they had to get a helicopter to airlift him to the hospital. He spent a few days in the hospital, and now he's home. But keep in mind, he's not great, but he's back at home. The reason this is very interesting is because the reason he and his friends did this 23-day bike ride is because the country of New Zealand was about to stop funding helicopters for airlifts and everything else. So what he was doing is trying to raise money for charity because he believed them to be a very important part of rescue operations. And 7 days later, he needed one. Luckily, they were still there. They picked him up. And let's just say he's raised a lot of money for charity because he's well-intentioned but very, very clumsy.
Damn.
Hey, man, if you're going to raise money for something, maybe you should suck at it, and it kind of helps. Right? Like, if I said, I'm going to bungee jump to save the puppies, I promise you if I tie my own bungee, smash it to the ground, I'm done. People feel bad, more money for puppies.
Oh, you're saying it's better to fail.
It's better to fail with the best of intentions.
Okay.
Get out there and fail.
Get out there. That's what I tell my kids every day. Like, God, why are you stressing about this? Just go out there and fail.
Yeah, chill out, kids.
It's all right. F can also mean fantastic. Don't worry about what the teacher says. It's subjective. And Jordan, so Taryn, Migs, Castle, dogs, babies.
There's dogs.
Out there.
Is there a baby in yet?
There's a goat.
Might be a goat.
Goats, chickens.
Yeah. Castle.
It is a weird group up there, that is for sure. So look, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitolas. The castle just drink a bottle.
I think you drank the whole
thing. The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhoe, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Charles, you understand how this here game is played?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. As I do for everyone, I have three stories in front of you, and you, my friend, get to pick one of them. Now, two of them deal with the tried and true ethnicity slash race, and one story deals with the world of drugs.
Ooh-y. Well, I'm one for one on drugs, so let's go drugs.
All right.
Drugs.
Drugs it is. All right, we go to the fine state of Wisconsin, where a woman is facing drug charges after police found her overdosed on a drug after she failed to pick up her kid from daycare. 37-year-old Amanda Little, she's charged with felony possession of drugs. Subsequent offenses, which includes felony possession of something I can't possibly pronounce, as well as other offenses, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. She faces up to 3 years and 6 months in prison, or a fine of up to $10,000, or both, for each of the felony charges, if convicted. Now, according to the criminal complaint, when Deputy Matthew, and I cannot make this up, Deputy Matthew Bourgeois, was dispatched to a residence for a possible overdose. After arriving at the scene, Bourgeois met with EMTs who were already on the scene. Now, the fire chief who was there, he stated that he found what he believed to be drugs and paraphernalia on the nightstand in the residence. Among those items in the home were a medicine cup with a white rock substance, a baggie with a green leafy substance, and a grinder with a leafy green substance. Now, paraphernalia included two pipes with burnt residue inside, three copper filters, a plastic straw, a metal rod, and a baggie with a white residue. Amanda was found in the bedroom. Bourgeois asked her what had happened, to which she replied that she was just trying to go to sleep. And she admitted that maybe she had done some drugs before she did pass out.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Bourgeois interviewed a witness who stated that a friend received a call from Little's child's babysitter. The friend went to Little's house after receiving the call, where the friend found Little turning blue and unresponsive in bed. The friend told Bourgeois that once he and Little began, once they got in there, they began CPR. Once EMS arrived, he left them to pick up the child. So basically, this woman is OD'ing. Luckily, a friend happens to go in the house because she left her kid to the babysitter. They do CPR up until the ambulance gets there. That's when they go to pick up the kid. And, of course, she doesn't even realize any of this has happened. She just says, yeah, I'm trying to get some sleep. Now, my question for you is, what drug do you think this woman was on? Heroin, crack, meth, or ecstasy?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So they found bags in her bedroom.
They found bags, pipes. Man, she basically had a setup.
She didn't overdose on weed.
No, that's probably not the one. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's not an option.
So heroin, meth,
crack, and
what
ecstasy.
Were the other two?
Crack and ecstasy.
That was also the name of our cop buddy movie that we're making. Crack and ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. I'm crack.
This is a lot harder than the last one you guys gave me.
Normally,
ecstasy.
Normally in Wisconsin, you just think someone's drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know,
she threw
a curve.
So you'll get yourself a Miller Lite, won't you?
You're damn right.
She was passed out. Now, keep in mind, she's in bed. The only reason anyone checked is because the kid's babysitter calls to say, hey, man, she's supposed to be here at a certain time. Called a friend.
I'm not asking you guys any of your opinions. I'm just going to say crack.
Oh, too late, because we're going to give one anyhow. Right. Continue, throw.
Mm-hmm. So they get there. The woman, she is blue and dying when the friends get there. But she's not conscious. They do CPR. When the EMTs arrive, they let the EMTs take over.
Okay.
By the time the cops get there, the EMTs have revived her, but they've left her in her bedroom. When the cops get there to speak to her, she seems unaware that any of this has happened and just say, yeah, I'm just trying to get some sleep.
All right, Charles, I know you got a final answer, but we know a few things about these drugs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. We know the crack is whack, but crack speeds your heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
Methamphetamines does the same thing. So you're flying. You're on uppers. You're not on downers. Your heart rate does not slow down to the point where...
Until you crash.
Oh, until you crash. Is that a fact?
Right, but one of the...
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You got to make up for all that other time.
I would think you wouldn't be... I wonder how long...
Same thing with ecstasy. That's the MA and MDMA.
Right.
All right. So, but based on that stuff, I still think that she would be awake and alert if it was meth or crack. Now, maybe if she's coming down off of it, she's been on a crack bender all day... Or she's been doing meth all day.
Is there any other way to do it?
I'm not familiar. But I do believe it seems like when people are turning blue, they have an opiate in their system of some type. So I'm on the tip.
The only reason I'm not going heroin is because it's a white substance that they found in the baggies. Then again, a lot of heroin users also use meth. And so this is a really tough one, guys.
What color is heroin in a baggie? I don't know.
I watch a lot of Cops.
Sure, yeah.
Well,
do you think I'm doing heroin? Come on now.
It depends on, I mean, I know this, I only know this honestly from reading Nikki Sixx's book, but I think it depends on the grade of your heroin.
Right.
Okay. So I think it can be white.
Well, isn't it like a golden brown color?
We don't know that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Ted, what are you thinking? You going to go ecstasy?
No, I'm not. Because
I'm going crack.
I still think
I
it's
feel like we're placing a bad order at a drug drive-thru.
We're going to just, I'm going to try and get everybody's crack stuff.
Right.
I still think it's got to be heroin. It sounds like they just hit her with Narcan, and then she got up. Because she didn't remember any of it. Whereas I feel like if she was, like, tripping out on speedy stuff, like, she would just...
She'd be alert.
Right.
Or she, not alert, if she was passed out, she probably just had a heart attack.
Right.
So I don't think you could just pop back like that. To me... That's why I'm thinking heroin, because it seems like the only one with that Narcan that you could come right back to. Also, we'll call this the Pulp Fiction theory.
All right, so you're going to go heroin, Ted?
Yeah, right? Remember they stabbed her in the heart?
I remember that scene. It was,
I'm joining you in heroin. All right?
As the choice.
Charles is sticking with crack as the final answer.
Sticking with crack.
So we're going to find out if this lovely lady was on heroin, crack, meth, or ecstasy next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to Wisconsin. On profile, this lady who was supposed to pick her kids up at the daycare did not. People were concerned. Hey, where's the mom? Well, she was at home passed out. She had overdosed on drugs. Fortunately, some friends were there to give her CPR before the EMT arrived, and they eventually took her to the hospital and eventually took her children away from her.
And the question that we had is, what drug was she on that she almost OD'd? Was it heroin, crack, meth, or ecstasy? Now, Charles, you instantly went crack, I believe?
Yes.
Okay, you picked crack, and then Ted and Miles, you guys... noodled through and decided, you know what, I think I'm going to go heroin. And everyone had very good explanations for why they thought it. But it turns out, you are all correct.
We're all correct?
She admitted she used heroin and crack.
Oh!
Speedball.
And all right.
Cornucopia.
There you go, man. So, yeah, makes sense. You actually had a 50-50 shot on that.
See, we're all winners in this drug world.
It was all well thought out. Cool. But, yeah, it was heroin and crack.
Hey, you know what?
Better now.
Feeling positive and like that. We all win.
We win it, man.
There we go.
All right. Nice teamwork. Yeah. Nice teamwork.
We're all winning out here.
Now for all the TV news all the time. Time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Before we get into this, I just want to tell everybody, you're welcome when you enjoy the red zone.
All right, right.
All right, Miles, your choices tonight, like always, will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
David Spade.
Seth
Meyers.
Spades, Seth.
Ted Smith and Reiner.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of professional writers who do their jokes and monologues each and every night. It is up to you to figure out if one of these jokes is an official late night joke or it is written by Ted Smith's writers.
Massachusetts. They received 1 million face masks for healthcare workers that were delivered from China on the New England Patriots private plane. Meanwhile, the Jets' private plane was intercepted and returned for a touchdown.
Ooh, Myers. I'll go Seth Myers.
Good call, Seth Myers.
Massachusetts received 1 million face masks for healthcare workers that were delivered from China on the New England Patriots private plane. Meanwhile, the Jets' private plane was intercepted and returned for a touchdown.
I don't know if you guys saw this headline, but with coronavirus going around, it has prompted an unusual move from the Queen. She's come to the aid of a pawn, leaving a knight and rook completely exposed.
Writers. Kimmel.
Writers!
Writers.
All right, here we go. The mayor of Los Angeles is now recommending that all residents cover their faces in public. And since it's L.A., you get to play the fun game, protected from coronavirus or botched nose job.
Spade, yeah.
Fallon.
The mayor of Los Angeles is now recommending that all residents cover their faces in public. And since it's L.A., you get to play that fun game, protected from the coronavirus or botched nose job.
You know, oddly enough, East L.A. has been 30 years ahead of the curve.
Coronavirus testing kits on their way to the UK tested positive for the disease. I think it's bad when your testing kits have got to get testing kits.
Fallon. Seth.
Spade.
Coronavirus testing kits on their way to the UK tested positive for the disease. I think it's bad when your testing kits have to get testing kits.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, right? Unreal. Have you guys saw this? Sales of alcohol have skyrocketed. You know, we all used to think Kathy Lee and Hoda were nuts for drinking at 10 a.m. every day, but now we are Kathy Lee and we are Hoda.
Kimmel. Spade.
Kimmel!
Sales of alcohol have skyrocketed. You know, we all used to think Kathy Lee and Hoda were nuts drinking at 10 a.m. every day. Now we are Kathy Lee and we are Hoda.
A question was put out there. Have people gotten closer with their significant other over the last few weeks or more distant? According to a new study, the majority of people in relationships say things haven't changed. But 29% said it brought them closer, and 11% said, I never liked that bitch.
Ted Smith.
Yeah. You want me to switch the gender roles around?
Sure.
Yeah. New study out asked, have you gotten closer with your significant other over the past few weeks or more distant? According to a new study, the majority of people in relationships say things really haven't changed. But 29% said it brought them closer. And 11% said, I never liked his bitch ass.
Equal opportunity jokes are there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bitch is going to be used.
Hey, look, we're cutting loose today. I'm calling everybody bitches. I don't know why that seems so fun.
We do every day.
Right. It's Call a Bitch Friday.
Hey.
What's up, bitch?
It's a bitch check-in.
When you get home tonight, you look at the kids. Come here, bitches.
Huddle around.
But to tell you bitches a little story.
Let me give your bitch ass a hug. Yeah, bring it in.
Got a man named Ted.
After suspending the basketball season due to coronavirus, the NBA is planning on launching a player-only NBA 2K video game tournament that will broadcast the games on ESPN. Wait, that's on ESPN? What's on ESPN 2? Antiques Roadshow?
Spain.
Ted?
Seth Meyers!
After suspending the basketball season due to the coronavirus, the NBA is reportedly planning to launch a players-only NBA 2K video game tournament and will broadcast the games on ESPN. Wait, that's on ESPN? What's on ESPN 2? Antiques Roadshow?
It is funny. Like, last night I was watching SportsCenter, Shout out, by the way, to Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
That's doing a hell of a job there trying to
keep. He's excellent. He's very, very good at what he does.
But it's just funny seeing the scroll underneath of like upcoming events, and it's just like famous basketball players you heard of, like, oh, they're playing each other.
I know.
Like, holy cow.
That makes it somewhat more interesting, right?
Yeah, and for a minute I was like, should I actually get up and watch that? And I was like, nah, I don't need to watch two basketball players.
Right. Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it, but if you're interested, I'm sure it'd be good.
Have you seen what the NASCAR is doing?
No.
Are they like virtually driving against each other or something
like
this? All right.
Yeah. So they have like little like some of the real drivers, right, have like these pro like setup machine, like these massive things.
Similar.
Sure. Yeah, but I saw Dale Earnhardt Jr., he just has one that you sit on your desk and he's like, look, I have the big one, but I've been using this one for years and I swear by it.
All right, and so they're racing against each other, real time?
Yeah. Like there's crashes and stuff, there's commentators. Mm-hmm. I mean,
why not?
Look, I don't even like NASCAR, but I won't lie. I caught myself watching it on Sunday. I was like,
"There's all kinds
it's live enough." Yeah,
there's all kinds of interesting stuff you could do. As you said, the college ESPN channel is doing Thursday night games, classic ones of those.
Yeah, so ESPN's doing like Monday night football, and then I think, I can't remember what sports on Tuesday, but I know Thursday night's college football. They do like sports movies. Mm-hmm. So I think tonight's the sports movie is going to be, I can't remember the...
What sport?
It's about Texas Western, the first team to win a national championship with five black starters in basketball.
Okay.
Say that again out loud. How long? The first team to win a college basketball game.
One of 3,000.
With five black starters.
Yeah, Texas Western.
Unless this comes out of Sweden, it's almost hard to imagine, right?
And it's funny because it's not funny, it's good. But they beat Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And Adolph Ruff was famous for being like, Kentucky, like our team's all white.
Right.
And they lost.
Yeah, they lost. Good for you, though.
Also, times were a lot different. I just want to say that. If you watch that movie, the championship game is played in College Park. We're not all like that.
Not all
Did
like
get
that,
mad?
But...
Yeah. I mean, at that point, there's still a lot of okay. racist people and Confederate flags.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. So last week.
Right. It's a lot different from the...
Now
they
live in Hamden.
Right. Yeah. From the College Park I grew up in. But it's an amazing story. And honestly, you know what's funny? My mom was there. She still has a keychain from that game. So I told her, I go, this is super famous. Because, again, it's the first team that had, which I know in 2020 seems wild, but that was a massive deal that they started five black dudes.
Yeah, do we know if they won or not?
Texas Western?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole story.
Oh, come on, brother.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like Rocky.
You didn't hear what he said?
I mean, like you put up the Muhammad Ali type actor and he loses to the white guy.
In two.
Oh, that's right. It was a tie in the first one.
He had to get a rematch, homie.
I like that. In two.
Remember history.
Yeah. Remember how it's portrayed.
Run it back.
I would wish they would show like more stuff like Kenny Mayne's Wilder World of Sports.
Trust me, we're going to get there. Because there's only...
Right.
Right? You gotta
it's
stretch.
So much.
I mean, right, and every day, you know, like I said, every day news comes out, things are going to take longer to open up and everything.
Absolutely.
So we have no realistic idea when sports are coming
out. And the talking heads, they just can't survive in this environment of nothing happening.
I will say this, too. Like, look, I get up, you know, I get up stupid early now for no good reason. But I enjoy watching some of those shows. Some people need to chill out, man.
Of course.
I don't care who it is. Like, they're trying here, all right?
Right.
They don't have a ton of stuff to talk about. So, yeah, they got to argue about stupid points and pick some wild thing. Like, ease up.
Right.
Like, they'll be all right.
You know, they should contact our former coworker, Steve Stauffer. Just tell me any subject you want to talk about. It doesn't matter if anyone is interested in this. I will do 18 hours of research in a three-hour amount of time and understand every single aspect of what it is you're talking about. You have questions about the compensatory draft? Nobody's better than me.
I always remember that. Yeah, also, I mean, look, I'm a sports guy, but hey, you know, great time to be video gamers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look. Right now, there is a ton of services, right? I mean, you have obviously you have cable, mm-hmm. but you got Netflix, you got Amazon Prime, what's it, Hulu? There's another quick one coming out that I'm losing.
Like Disney Plus, CBS, something.
There's a ton.
And what's the quick? There's going to be a Quibi, which is like 10-minute
videos.
Yeah,
something
that's
like
bringing
that.
Back Pranked or Punked.
I wish I still had my Wii. That's one of the things I was thinking the other night when I got high on my couch. Like, man, I wish I could do a little bowling.
My kid's got Xbox, right? And he loves Fortnite. He and his buddies play Fortnite. And then he walks over to the other side of the basement, puts on the TV, goes to YouTube, and watches the videos about Fortnite.
And how to play it better?
I guess.
Like watching kids play on Twitch?
I guess. I don't know. I just walk over. Basically, it's like you're looking at the same thing on both screens. One screen, you're controlling one of the guys and yelling at your friends through a headset. The other one, you're just watching patiently.
Yeah. So there was a survey that went out just checking on human beings as they've been...
Earthlings.
What have you been watching?
I know a few.
Basically just asking, like, what are people downloading? What streaming service are they using? This won't shock you. 35% of them still do most of it on Netflix.
Of course, because of the name. And our sister, it's like buying Kool-Aid. You just want some kind of tropical punch. You go Kool-Aid because it says Kool-Aid.
Yeah, 10% said Hulu, 9% said Amazon Prime, and then farther down the list were Disney Plus and Apple TV, and only had like 1%.
Also, I understand, because Disney Plus, like, look, for me, it was all about the Mandalorian side benefit, I guess, that the kids have all these movies or whatever it is. Otherwise, if they didn't have the Mandalorian, that's not in my home.
Yeah, well, that's what, from what I could tell, it's mostly Star Wars people.
That's, or children, and that's it.
Yeah. I also think it's cool, too, man. Like, you could rewatch movies, like, you know, depending on the age of your kids, like, watch the movies you loved. I don't know. If they're a teenager, maybe let them see Caddyshack.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Maybe Underalls.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think this is, you know, look, it's tough, but it's also, it's a unique opportunity where, like, you know what I mean? Because, look, in a few months, we're going to press the limits.
Oh, yeah.
Of all these services, right? Netflix basically was like, we dare you. Try to watch it all. Like, 2020 was like, challenge accepted. Mm. Ring that bell, Netflix.
By the end of this, my kids will have seen like Exorcist 3D. Sure, freaked them out, but we're hitting out of movies.
Yeah, right?
Hey, she was our girls your age.
I mean, look, when I was quarantined, like, I rewatched some of the stuff I had seen before. Like, you know, I like history and stuff. I rewatched Glory.
All right.
Yeah.
That was a long movie, too. You have to have the time to sit down and watch that movie.
Well, guess what you do?
Guess what you have now. All the time in the world.
Exactly,
you
man.
You thought a movie was 3:30, like, I can never get through this, I'll go to sleep. You start the movie at 4 in the afternoon, you're good.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, you could keep watching episodes. You don't have to be at work at a certain time.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sleep in. Yeah, and also, I can't ever mention the movie Glory, starring a lot of famous people you know. But Denzel Washington, I mean, when that tear goes down his cheek, that's acting, folks. That is acting.
That moment had just gotten to you. For all the years I've known you, it's just like this one pivotal moment in cinematic history.
It's just unbelievable.
It was clear eyes.
Yeah, it's just like the one tear just
probably
bounces off.
I took a McDonald's onion and put it into my eyelid, man. That's,
I know, it's probably something stupid.
He saw a guy litter.
You might know me from my other role.
Oh, man, he's going to make the Italian cry.
I did love it, though. Let's see what else. You know what? I would say this is a no-brainer here. So everybody's all about Tiger King.
Of course. Because it's absolutely ridiculous, but it makes us feel better about being who we are.
And every time you tweet about how much you like Tiger King, Simba cries. So anyhow, now we found out maybe Joe Exotic, a little racist.
Yeah.
Not shocked.
You no. don't say.
Turns out he also had another husband that wasn't mentioned on the show because that guy's convicted murderer and pedophile.
And in jail.
Ooh.
Not shocked.
No.
I'm not shocked. If you watch the show, you're just not shocked. And it's weird. It's weird how you almost get this pass. Like, yeah, he tried to kill someone. Yeah, he's right. All these things. But if you've seen the show, like, of course.
The only thing
is.
I got out of so far is what in the hell is going on Grindr? I mean,
that's where he picks up
one
up, right?
Every one of them. He's on Grindr the entire time.
Because it works.
Okay. I missed that part.
Yeah. Oh, he's grinding them out. That's right.
The one kid just moved there as he wanted, the first husband. Like, I thought he just moved there as he really liked tigers.
He's a grinder guy. Oh, I'm sure he gets that share. People.
Do they send you like push notifications through your app?
On mine, no. I turned those off, so you guys don't see.
But he turned down the Tiger King multiple times.
I turned them on at night.
Actually, out of character, gay or straight. If you like swiping and dating online, you need to give a shout out to Grindr. All right, this won't shock you. Sales of generic tiger merchandise are skyrocketing.
Of course.
What do you mean there's merchandise?
No, like, just generic tiger stuff.
Oh,
like,
just
people
anything.
Are buying stuffed tigers and everything else because they just, like, it's Tiger King right now.
Meanwhile, Tony the Tiger's like, where the hell have you been my entire life?
Yeah, right? I saw one the other day. It was him, and he was like, Carol's husband tasted great. Also, it's just funny, right? Because right now, Tire King is still hot in the streets. But I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to be, but 2 or 3 weeks from now...
Oh, her ass is going to
Tire. Well, Tire King's going to be gone. It's going to be something else.
Sure. That's how Netflix is going to survive. We can't possibly be out of shows. If Tiger King is the biggest thing on Netflix, they'll find something, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think this is something you can duplicate, right?
No.
I mean, I still don't know that it ever would have been a big if people weren't at home.
No, it'd have been a guilty pleasure, and no one would want to talk about it. You wouldn't admit to strangers that I watch this steaming pile of weird garbage. But when you have nothing else to do, it's like, you know what, man? But that's one of the cool things about this. Everyone goes all in, like, you know what? All of us can lower our taste to watch this crap because it's fascinating.
You guys ever live in Florida? We're getting another Tiger King. I'm telling you. There's Central. There's the coastline. Just wait.
Yeah, Central Florida is the most terrifying to me.
The Panhandle.
But there's a lot of places.
The Panhandle is a blend of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
It said Dundalk, Maryland.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like it until you saw the Tiger King.
I'll tell you an idea. I was walking a beach where my uncle lives down there, right?
Coming out of here looking like a Tiger
area,
King.
In this area. And there's these two huge houses. There's these two big-ass houses, yep. Right? What was the guy's name who was like the original Republican kind of guy as far as the advisor to George Bush and all that stuff?
Rove?
Yes, Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
So there's these two big houses. And I asked my uncle, like, who lives in those two big-ass houses? He's like, oh, that's where Karl Rove lives. I was like, oh, wow, man, that's a hell of a house. He goes, and I'm like, well, who's next door with a pool and all that? He's like, oh, that's Britney Spears.
Oh, my God.
So to give you an idea of how Florida works.
Britney alone.
Karl Rove lives beside where Britney Spears' house is there.
I bet you Karl Rove has since moved. He just you can like him or not like him, but he just strikes me as the type. As he walks out of the backyard and there's Britney. Hi there, Carl.
She's kind of from that area. So
gotta go.
She is. I love her still.
That doesn't help.
I'd like to live next door to her.
I'm from Baltimore. I know a lot of guys that are from Baltimore. I don't like most of them. Hey, man, I'm from your area. Okay. It's not a sales pitch, bud.
Sticking with good news, Miles, you've been asking, and they've answered. The stars of 90 Day Fiancé are doing a special from quarantine.
Oh, God.
It'll be a five-part spinoff called 90 Day Fiancé Self-Quarantined.
Jeez.
Comes out on 420.
Oh, boy.
And on After the Tiger King, I guess I can't complain anymore.
You know what? I'm going to start watching this one. It seems ridiculous because the whole thing is like you're getting a wife from
another... You've already seen the original.
What, 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, didn't you watch that already?
No.
Oh,
I'm saying I might start watching it.
I thought that was... Oh, that was The Speed. It was another one.
That was Love is Blind, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
There's too many of these things.
Don't screw up my dating shows or my rom-coms.
Yeah.
I'm going to start watching this one. Basically, you get a 90 Day Fiancé, you decide if you want to keep her. Right? Like she's a mail order bride.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Return to sender. Did they ever deliver that to the wrong address?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's from a neighbor, but I'll keep it.
This isn't what I ordered.
We got chicken strips.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go as we head to Mexico for sad news as the coronavirus has now killed its own beer. Meanwhile, in Spain, couple ignores the lockdown to have sex in a photo booth so they could be near. Man infiltrates 8th grader's online Zoom class to do his own version of show and tell. A landlord whose idea of making 300 tenants pay the rent doesn't end up going so well. And a couple gives birth to twins, names them Corona and COVID. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We talked about it. We saw it coming. And now it has finally happened. We go to India, where a lovely set of twins were born in the midst of this chaotic event, and both were given the names that we all feared. Their names are Corona and COVID.
Those kids are going to kick your ass when they're old enough to understand why.
Easily assumed, the first of many to come.
I name my child AIDS and Ebola. Like, nobody's happy about this, man.
I did like somebody else posted up on my Facebook page that said that there's going to be a lot of Coronas, but there's at least going to be one where it's Corona with a K because we want to be different.
Oh, of course.
I just, you know, or it's with not UH a good thing. Why would you name your kid after that?
Right. I want to remember this time.
Yeah.
Why?
Moving on. In other news, the virus has also taken another business down, at least for the time being. In compliance with the government mandate in Mexico, Grupo Modelo has shut down production for the month. The company is the brewer of Modelo, Pacifico, and yes, Corona.
All right.
They were shut down as they were seen as non-essential.
Really? Fair enough.
Yep.
I That's funny, because alcohol sales are through the roof.
In the States?
Yes.
I mean, that's what we do. Like, all right, man, if we're going home, we're drinking.
Are liquor stores still open, though, or did I just get there when they were closed?
What do you mean, in Mexico?
Well, I mean, here in the States.
I don't know.
It's state by state.
Right.
I'm getting that.
But we're saying...
I'm just wondering.
It depends on... look.
Because right now, all non-essentials here in the state are closed down for right now, right?
But it depends what you have determined as essential.
That's fair.
So for a lot of people, you know, booze shops or the weed shops. But again, it's state by state. There's no federal leadership, so it's... It depends where you are. If you're close to the border of another state, maybe drive over there, grab some whatever. I mean, who knows?
Sounds like a great idea. Meanwhile, over in Michigan, one couple, like so many others, have had their wedding botched due to the stay-at-home orders. Given the situation, one packaging company stepped in and helped out by donating 100 cardboard cutouts to act as stand-ins for their absent family members.
That'd make me feel, you know, not terrible about myself.
Have you seen the photo?
I saw the picture. I didn't realize, so the picture was cropped. I didn't realize a company had cut those out for them.
Correct.
Man, oh man.
I don't think they were colored in at all. I think they were
just cardboard. And the shapes of people. You know what I would do for the wedding? Just to piss the wife off. Like, take one of them, put a wig on it, and then cut a direct oval where the mouth would be.
Or dress. Did you already
say what were you using that for? Nothing, baby.
You say that, just dress one in all white. I can't believe she wore white, too.
That must have been your sister. She would do that.
Have one be the ex?
Oh, yeah. Arms folded.
Down in Malibu, one man was arrested in pretty spectacular fashion after violating the stay-at-home order. We talked about him earlier today. He was filmed by a witness as he took to the waters on his paddleboard. Not long into his outing, two boats descended upon him, one lifeguard boat and the other a sheriff's boat. He was quickly arrested and sentenced to appear in court.
Sure.
Yeah, he wouldn't come in the shore when he was on the paddleboard.
Right.
So, like, come on in. He's like, no, I'm going to stay out here by the pier. So, like, all right. So then they called two boats to get him out of there, and then the boats came, and he freaked out and jumped off the paddleboard and swam in the shore.
I'm tracking with him, though. I'm like, oh, this is serious.
That's right. Oh, dang, I'm in trouble. Speaking of violating isolation orders, we go to Barcelona, where one couple could wait no longer. The pair were discovered at a local metro station plaza by a security guard who snapped footage of the two getting it on in a picture booth in the plaza. After getting their attention with a courtesy cough, the man assured the guard that they were just taking a photo with his pants around his ankles for some reason. I like my response.
You know, you're going to get a good shot.
It doesn't mean they weren't taking a photo. I think he was being honest. He just didn't supply all of the information. We're taking a photo. There's the flash. We're just doing things.
Dang, I didn't want to think about that, man.
Well, he probably wants a souvenir, right? You wait, what, 2 minutes, and there it pops out of the photo booth.
Have that little card just fall out there. Oh, you blinked.
Let's do it again.
We talked about this on an earlier episode about the potential issues with the new Zoom app that people are using, and we found our winner down in Florida. Authorities are trying to figure out how a man hacked his way into and exposed himself on a video class full of eighth grade students.
Jesus.
After the incident, he was reported to local authorities who launched the investigation.
Can you see my winky?
I mean, is that guy in Florida? He could be anywhere, right? I mean, he could be anywhere around the world.
Yeah. If
he's even in Florida.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Can't imagine that staying to one spot, yeah.
Well, the thing is, Florida is so Florida, it you almost feel like, yeah, it's probably like next door. Turns out it's the freaking principal down the hall or something.
Hey, man, the class is on now. God, it. We talked earlier about a 99-year-old man that hosted an engagement party in New Jersey. But we don't have to go far to find a similar situation. Still in New Jersey, officers rolled up on a gathering of 60 to 70 people all gathered for a funeral on a street corner, including a 100-year-old man.
I mean, listen, I do understand the sentiment, but New Jersey's not doing well right now.
Yes.
You know, it's understood. I think they would forgive you.
Yeah. 15 people were charged for violation of the safety order.
I mean, look, this stuff's going to happen. Like, I have a buddy. His dad passed away. They got him cremated, and they just got to wait to have the service.
Sure. Right?
So, I mean, trust me, it doesn't take away that it's not a horrible thing to lose a family member, but...
You said it sucks for everyone. You just have to find a way to deal with it.
Right. Exactly. It is the situation. A man visiting Hawaii decided that he had isolated enough. The man was visiting from Tampa and, in line with the governor's orders, was required to quarantine for 14 days. He was stopped short of that time out in public and arrested. Authorities say that at the time he was not showing signs of the virus, but he had traveled from Tampa to Georgia to Washington before making it to Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Right. So Florida, where their governor took forever to figure it out.
Right.
Smarter people getting sick and dying around him. But he's an idiot. We know that. Then the governor in Georgia, he apparently just yesterday figured out how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Me and a coworker were saying today, you realize the governor in Georgia is just stupid because Georgia is the home of the CDC. But you realize this, right?
Atlanta.
Like, so, right. Atlanta's
stupid
the home of the CDC.
Or just is fine saying that as a lie.
I think he's stupid. I really do. I mean, they're stupid. I know what you mean. Yeah. I think he's stupid.
Well, that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be sure to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all up out this batch. So until next time, Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.